Watch, Kentucky fans flip car, torch couch after beating Florida. By Amy Furr on September 13, 2022. Fans of the University of Kentucky Wildcats football team went wild in Lexington on Saturday after a big win. The team won 26-16 against the University of Florida Gators, Click Orlando reported Tuesday. In celebration, the crowd gathered on State Street where they flipped a car and torched a couch. Video footage showed several young people lifting the car as the crowd screamed and everyone held up their cell phones to record what was happening. Once the car was lying on its side, a man wearing a blue shirt appeared to climb on top of it. In the second half of the video, another group held a couch over their heads and marched it toward what appeared to be a bonfire in the middle of the street. Moments later, they tossed it into the flames as more young people watched from a rooftop nearby. Following the revelry, no injuries were reported. Though apparently no one has been arrested, police detectives are investigating the property damage. Meanwhile, the family of the University of Kentucky student whose car was destroyed raised money through GoFundMe to replace the vehicle, the Lexington Herald Leader reported Tuesday. The student who owned it, Zach Preston, reportedly watched the scene unfold. His mother, Donna, told the outlet they were speaking on the phone when it happened. She later contacted university officials but was told the incident occurred off campus. Therefore, the university could not take any action. Meanwhile, Hannah Sloan, a spokesperson for the Lexington Police Department, said charges are expected to be filed, and an ongoing investigation is being led by the property crime detectives. They are working to identify individuals who participated in the property damage, the outlet continued. A similar instance occurred in 2018 when a teenager's car was destroyed by University of Kentucky fans. However, a car dealership gave him another car, Inside Edition reported. At the time, the young man said he did not take the destruction of his car personally but hoped it would not happen to anyone else.